Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Why are Christians timid? Why are sometimes they ashamed and afraid? We serve the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of the universe, and we have no reason to be intimidated. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, God has put us here to be salt and light, to be witnesses, to be ambassadors. And what does an ambassador do, Matt? But an ambassador here that we have to one country or another country on behalf of the United States is someone who represents the interest of the United States to that country. An ambassador for Jesus is the same thing. An ambassador to our community, a light to the world, to represent to the world, Jesus Christ. And remember when Jesus took his disciples to Caesarea Philippi, and he asked the question, who do men say that I am? And they said, some say this and some say that. And Peter acknowledged and confessed him as Jesus the Messiah, the Son of the living God, to which Jesus responded, flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And he goes on to say that the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. And he took them in the epicenter of paganism, where the gates of Hades was thought to be by the pagans. He took them right into the center of paganism and said, hey, listen, don't be afraid. This is the center of paganism. It's where the god Pan and others were worshipped. It's where the so-called entrance to Hades, the underworld, is, according to this pagan mythology. Don't be afraid, because the gates of hell, the fury of hell, will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and Jesus talks about that the world will hate you. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first, he said. If you belong to the world, the world will love you as its own. And I've often said, you know, we are commanded as Christians to be salt and light. And what does Christ say about salt that has lost its saltiness? It needs to be trampled underfoot. It serves no other use. And as I've often said, salt, while it's a preservative, it also burns in an open wound. And our culture is an open wound. And light is, while it's illuminating, certainly, it is also blinding to those whose eyes have become accustomed to darkness. And the world, and unfortunately too much of the church now, their eyes are becoming accustomed to the darkness of the world. They want to be loved by the world, and they belong to the world by in doing so. And so we're going to burn people, you know, as the salt burns in the open wound. We're going to blind people, and they're going to scurry for the shadows where their eyes are comfortable. And we're going to be hated for that. But that's what we're commanded to do. That's the price of admission of being a Christian.
But that's what we're commanded to do. That's what we're called to do. But yet we have studies showing 50% of the pastors are afraid to address moral and social issues because they might offend someone.
You know, Barna did a poll about where pastors stood on a lot of these social issues, abortion, marriage, etc., and whether or not their people wanted to hear from that. And the poll is amazing because it shows a very high number.
9 out of 10.
But then it said, are you going to preach on those?
No.
And it's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to preach on those. Well, then you're going to have to ignore a good portion of the scripture.
Absolutely.
Because if you're going to preach expositorially, going through the passages, the books, you can't help but touch on every area of life. I was talking to someone. We have a ministry, obviously, in Washington, D.C. We have Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action there. So we have both a legal and a public policy component there in the nation's capital. But we also have Faith and Liberty in the nation's capital. which is a missionary ministry. It is a spiritual missionary ministry. Think of missionaries around the world. This is our mission to the nation's capital. It's the ministry that's now part of Liberty Council Families, Faith and Liberty. Now, I was talking to someone else. It wasn't something that we had direct involvement in, but I was talking to someone else, a pastor, who recently met with some Christians in the U.S. State Department. And he had a meeting with several of them. These are people who are employed in the U.S. State Department. And he was having dinner with one of them who was supposed to be a strong Christian. He and his wife were at a restaurant having dinner with this one lady who works in the State Department. As part of the conversation, the issue of the sanctity of human life, abortion, came up. The whole time, the lady with the State Department was constantly looking over her shoulder, one shoulder, next shoulder, looking around during the whole conversation. Then when they got to this discussion of the sanctity of human life, she motioned for him to come outside. So he went outside with her. His wife stayed at the table inside. And the woman with the State Department, they went out and they talked on the curb of the sidewalk. She says, "I don't know who's listening in there, but I'm pro-life. But I can't say that in my environment." Mm. He began to say, "Look, what good are you doing?
Right.
Why are you even here? You're not here just to collect a paycheck." And what she said was, "There's so much in the deep state." And in fact, when Obama left the presidency toward the end, he began to fill a lot of these positions, State Department certainly being one, but not the only one, with people who were as radical as he was. And these are now career people. Well, she also would be a career person. So why does she not speak up? Why do the other Christians not speak up? She said, "I would love to attend your Bible study, but I can't be identified with that because of the people around who I work with. I don't know some of the people." She's afraid of her job. Why are you there? You're not there, whether it's the State Department or someplace else, just to put food on your table, just to collect a paycheck, just to have some place to go every day. We all need that, don't get me wrong. We need the essentials of our daily life. But Jesus says, don't take any thought. Isn't it true that I clothe the sparrow and the flowers? And wouldn't I have even more concern for you? So don't think about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink. Don't think about tomorrow. Focus on what's important today. And that is, we have the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our lives have been transformed from death to life, from chaos to liberty, because the chains, the blindness, they're all gone through the power of Jesus Christ, paying the penalty of our sin, rising again on the third day, overcoming death, the gates of hell. I mean, he overcame the gates of hell. They're not going to prevail against him. They're not going to prevail against the followers. Not to say you're not going to have some difficult times, but go out in the reflection of our Lord with his love, but don't be ashamed. Don't be intimidated. Let your light shine where you are.
And that's the words of the Apostle Paul came to mind while you were giving that story of the State Department official. He says, Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile." And we have so many Christians today, through their actions, their behavior, their omissions, and their inactions, and lack of affirmative behavior being salt and light, display that they are either fearful, which we're commanded not to do, be fearful, that's a sin, or they're ashamed of the hard sayings of Scripture.
Yeah, you know, in the book of Revelation says, "I would rather have you either hot or cold, but lukewarm, you know, it makes me want to spit you out of my mouth." Romans chapter 12, verse 1, "I appeal to you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So let your light shine. Stand up in your relationship with God. Make sure that you make that a part of your everyday. Prayer, study, listening to Christian music, uplifting, and then act, and don't be intimidated. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Join us in our fight for religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.